Somebody on Quora just asked whether ithnan was the right way to say the number two in Arabic. Well, two in standard Arabic can be ithnan or ithnain. Ithnan if it's in the nominative case, ithnain if it's in the accusative or genitive slash prepositional cases. When a noun is isolated in Arabic, it is in the nominative case, so that would be ithnan. Oh, and everything I've said up to now is about the masculine form. The equivalent feminine forms are ithnatan and ithnatain, respectively. That is, ithnatan if it's in the nominative case, and ithnatain if it's in the accusative or genitive slash prepositional cases. That being said, when Arabs speak, about 90% of them use ithnain, regardless of grammatical context, even though it is grammatically incorrect half the time. In different colloquials, most Arabs say ithnain or itnain, ithnatain or tintain in the feminine. When you get to the Maghrib countries, it's quite different. In Morocco, people say jouj. In Algeria, people say zouj. In Tunisia, people say zouz. Interesting, isn't it? And the words will be the same regardless of gender. Zouj means a couple.